Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So that was the last song this morning at 10 a.m. on KRZ, where our good friend Rocky Rhodes, after 45 years on the air, had his last broadcast today on our sister station. It was a really great send-off. The entire station came in, all employees, even me at that god-awful early morning hour, came in, and when he came out of the studio, everyone lined the studio from the hallways from the studio to his office and gave him a nice round of applause, some hugs, some handshakes, and it was a great send-off to an outstanding career. Rocky's an outstanding individual. Again, we work two ends of the spectrum on the day. He's here from 5 in the morning till 10 o'clock. You know, I get here about 2, and I'm on from 3 to 6. So, you know, we see each other at events, we see each other at parades, but other than that, we really don't grace the halls that often together. So it was good to come in and honor a legend, because he truly is a legend in radio in this area. 45 years in this business, I don't know how he did it, and I'm going to ask myself that every day, especially with the ongoings of the radio business. But if you see him out and about, thank him for his time on the radio, thank him for the memories you have him. If you listen to KRZ, because I'm sure he's going to have a lot of plans and time for the things that he loves to do. Jake, you got some stuff to play?
I mean, I could look for some stuff right now, but you know, the word that comes to mind when I think of Rocky is definitely class. And when it was sort of when they sort of hinted at this on their Facebook page on Sunday, when it was, you know, Rocky has a personal announcement at 7 a.m. on Monday, I kind of had the feeling that this is what it was going to be. As you talked about, Rob, 45 years in radio is just outstanding in itself. It's truly remarkable. And, I mean, the tribute earlier today, I mean, that's the ultimate send-off. That's the ultimate sign of respect. Not very many people get those opportunities to go out in that fashion and that style like he did and earn it the way that he did. And I think also what comes to mind is when, you know, when someone retires, when it's the end of an era as it is today, you know, a lot of times you have like a big party, big send off. And with Rocky, you know, I think he certainly appreciated that, but
he's low key. He didn't want any of that.
Yeah.
He's low key.
That was sort of hinted in all the emails that we received about it. And, you know, it's pretty surreal to think. I mean, here I was 14 years ago as an intern at KRZ. And I remember getting to meet him for the first time and work with him a couple times here and there. And I think that's the one word that will always stand out to me is class.
45 years on the air, 35 of them at KRZ.
Yeah.
And you know, when we came in, it was funny. And when you get the afternoon guys coming, it was me, Jeff Walker, and Crockett. Jeff Walker from KRZ, Crockett from Froggy, and me. We're all the 3 to 6, 3 to 7 crew. Yeah. And everybody's looking at us like, you guys going to be okay? Like, who are? Yeah. Like, I'm looking at employees. I'm like, who are these people? I don't even know some of these people. So it was a great send-off and truly a legend, a legend. True. I'm glad I had the opportunity for the past couple of years to work with him and to see him do his thing, to see him out in the public. It's just incredible.
Yeah, a terrific send-off. And there's so many things that come to mind, like they've alluded to on their social media accounts over the past couple of days, whether it was Bras Across the Bridge. I remember that when I was an intern here in 2011. I also remember the things that he did with St. Vincent de Paul, the soup kitchen around that time.
Got in a little trouble for an April Fool's joke that went a little crazy. But that just shows how the business has changed. And he talks about that, how, you know, we used to do things back in the day of radio. And again, we're talking 45, 30 years ago, you know, and ask for forgiveness afterwards. Now you got to go through hoops and corporate OKs and this and that. And you know, it's nuts. It's sure truly is. Nuts now. But he withstood it all.
He sure did, EJ.
Yeah, he did. This is a family business to me. I'm the third generation in radio in my family, and I got to tell you, I grew up. My mom worked for the competition at the top 40 in the competition, so we would listen to KRZ all the time, trying to figure out what they were doing. And I listen every single morning to Rocky and Sue, and then Lissa came along, and it was so fun. And I told myself, you know, I want to be in radio because my family does it. I like doing it, but also like the guys like walk Tucker and especially Rocky, who I listened to more, they made me be this. Like, this is what I wanted to be. This is what I wanted to do. And just listening to them have fun, they were just so professional about it. And Rocky really shows that professionalism. And the fact that for 35 years, this isn't an easy job. I mean, sometimes there's some tough things you have to do. And for him, mornings, waking up every single morning, but knowing that you have to put that smile on your face, and he does, and he made everybody else in the room or whoever listening smile and laugh. And even if you're really tired, I mean, my goodness.
I could wake up early if I had to. I don't know if I could listen to top 40 music for 45 years. That would be my downside.
And at one point was good. I'm going to be honest with you. At one point it was pretty good, but now I can understand where he's coming from, and he's going to get to sleep in.
That's the biggest part. Biggest part. He's going to kayak more. He's going to spend some time with his rescue dogs and do the things on his terms. And he's earned it. So
yes, he did.
Rocky Rose, congratulations to you. It's going to be sad not seeing you in the hallways or at events, but I'm sure we'll cross paths from here and then. Coming up on 4 o'clock here on WILK, we got some great guests coming in after the 4 o'clock hour.